College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Locally in the news, and we have a lot going on locally, police in Wildwood, North Wildwood, New Jersey, announcing those two teenagers that we've been talking about, that they've been releasing a lot of surveillance images of, pictures of, pretty much plastered all over the internet. Well, those two teens have been arrested in connection to that assault that happened on the boardwalk earlier this month. Police say that assault happened at 26th Street and the boardwalk. And two individuals, 17-year-old as well as a 16-year-old. The 17-year-old is from Philadelphia. The 16-year-old from Ivyland. They were taken into custody, North Wildwood Police Headquarters, after they turned themselves in.
Ooh.
So the effort worked where police said, we will find you, you know, plastering those images, then put out new images of them. Both are charged on a juvenile complaint with aggravated assault and conspiracy to commit aggravated assault. That's according to police. And this is part of the crackdown that they promised. Those prosecutors, city leaders, the mayor, despite the policies of Governor Phil Murphy and lawmakers down the shore, these officials say, we will not tolerate and we will arrest, we will charge. And in fact, we will fine parents as well. And this is part of that crackdown.
Time to take the fight to the Utes,
yep,
the Vandals. And if you're a parent, maybe you should parent better or else face the consequences.
Speaking of parents, in Chester County, Pennsylvania, a man is charged, a father is charged, 20-year-old Enrique Lopez Gomez, charged with third-degree murder and related crimes and the death of his child, who was severely beaten and unable to be resuscitated when police arrived. Just his toddler son, that according to the district attorney. And Mayor Sherelle Parker, finally, we got to hear more about something that she has promised, well, pre-campaign, it was a campaign promise, releasing her list of these 25 pilot schools for the upcoming year. So this impacts this fall. 2024, the pilot program will be open from 7:30 in the morning until 6 p.m., 5 days a week, including 6 weeks during the summer. Now, she's not calling it, Mayor Parker's not calling it year-round school. She's calling it extended education.
Okay,
so in the kids, city schools.
So kids will still have somewhat of a summer because it's only a six-week program.
Yes.
Okay. That's a long day, though, 7:30 until 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Got a fact. I'm guessing that's because the parents may be working until 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Parker says her administration came to the table with a lot of lofty goals, looking to provide 20 full-day, full-year education at 20 schools throughout the district. So at the end of the day, they extended they call it extended year learning at 25 schools. It's 25 because five of them are charter schools. So that's the difference here, that they're choosing the five charter schools. They're going to be part of this pilot plan. So a lot of discussion over that one. I know that this is going to be expected to be a busy, busy travel day. My condolences to you if you're on I-95 because of that semi-tractor crash that's affecting I-95 and 76 eastbound at Montgomery. Approaching Montgomery is a parking lot. So,
what was it? There was a semi-tractor trailer on fire?
Yeah. Yes, on fire.
That's cool.
It looks like it hit the center, right? The center big block there. Right. So it's a hot mess.
Yeah, I mean, it's legitimately, it looks like a blazing inferno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got all that going on. So drive safely today. Busy travel day also at PHL, the airport, as people try to get a jump start on the weekend. And that brings me to, you know, we talk about beach tags down the shore. So Cape May's Department of Tourism unveiling this new digital beach tag service. So beachgoers, if you forgot your cash or your card.
Thank you.
You got your phone.
Yep.
And you can just pay off your cell phone.
Yeah, we need this. We need this. It's about time. if they're going to charge you to be on the beach, mm-hmm. like it's this is Russia, then they should at least make it easy.
I agree.
Nobody has cash anymore.
I haven't had cash in 20 years.
Nobody remembers to put the stupid beach tags on. Just let us have our phone and show that we paid your hostage prices. Mm-hmm. To go on a beach.
Well, they say, now this is Margate as well. So this is Cape May's the latest. Margate, Seattle City, Ventnor City, among others, yeah. have ventured into the digital beach tags. At My Beach Mobile.
Wow. My Beach Mobile.
My Beach Mobile.
Of course.
But look, they say that beach tags help fund lifeguards and all the trash, all the recycling pickup, all the maintenance, all the replenishment, and due to the recent crime, they got to pay for all the cops.
Yeah. Mm. 4 hours of beach tag talk here yes. on Kale and Company this morning. Nothing else going on. Slow news day.
Joe Biden will be sitting there on the beach in his chair. Like,
I know that we'll talk about Trump. We'll talk about Biden. We were all up late watching a lot of reaction this morning, a lot of spin. So we'll parse all of it. Mm-hmm. We are sponsored this morning by United Tire and Service. Summer obviously heating up, and so are the savings at United Tire and Service. Now through June 30th, get the best pricing for your summer road trips on all the major tire brands. Plus, get all the manufacturers' rebates. Visit UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. So I'll get to the forecast very quickly, but because we have a high of 85 degrees, beautiful, bright, sunny day. But what was not beautiful was the ninth inning. It was painful for the Philadelphia Phillies.
I always have a problem with the Marlins, don't they?
I'm telling you, man. Those fish are very pesky.
They are.
They are such a pain in the butt.
Well, yep. The fish were not good luck for Bryce or Kyle Schwarber, both injured last night in a 7-4 loss to the Miami Marlins, leaving their availability in question for the team with the best record in the majors. And for Bryce Harper, congrats, 8th All-Star game, you know, learning that he's going to be an All-Star player. But will he be? He left saying he was in a lot of pain with his left hamstring injury, kind of limped off the field there. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, here we go.
Lasers. They can now use later lasers on that stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe Joe Biden. Heal it. Maybe Joe Biden should have had a laser last night.
Yeah, on his brain.
Yeah, the peptides didn't work. No. Okay, whatever they were trying to use. Yeah. Ay-yi-yi. Well, this is a beautiful Friday weather-wise, and beautiful commentary and debate upcoming here on Kale and Company News Live.
Get ready, folks. Thank you very much, Dawn. 6:10 Friday morning. One last big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
The Big Take this morning, the great June debate. It's getting late, early. The 2024 election season in many ways got underway last night with a historic debate in the month of June as President Joe Biden squared off against former President Donald J. Trump live from Atlanta, Georgia on CNN and, of course, simulcasted here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Debate week kicked off with a bang on Monday when CNN host Casey Hunt shouted down and canceled her mid-interview with Caroline Leavitt of the Trump campaign, and we were officially off to the races. Leading up to last night's debate, we had plenty of headlines Thursday afternoon as we were just hours away from round one of the rematch between Trump and Biden for a debate in which 6 out of 10 Americans said they would consume in some form or fashion heading into the debate. Everything was under the microscope, and maybe nothing changes results-wise, but everybody was looking for something, from speculation about Joe Biden potentially being drugged up to CNN and their moderators and their history of being anti-Trump to having no audience and muted microphones. And would Donald Trump kind of stay laser focused and be presidential? And then this gem dropped as CNN decides to restrict debate access to the media. Headline from Mediaite.com read that CNN takes heat from both the White House press corps and Black journalist group over debate access. What a day it was. And then, of course, there was fake news in regards to CNN that they might have a 1 to 2 minute delay, which was nothing more than internet fodder. So let's move on and let's get down to exactly what happened last night. And leading up to it, people were wondering, what exactly was CNN trying to hide? Why are they attempting to shield Biden from the public? Well, we received that answer after 9 p.m. And keep in mind, Robert Hur deemed Joe Biden unfit to stand trial for retention of classified documents after Hur completed his investigation of the big guy. But Joe Biden is deemed fit to run for president again, serve 4 more years as commander-in-chief and leader of the free world. Give me a break. That was validation and vindication last night for Robert Hur. Donald Trump posting on Truth Social leading up to the debate, quote, Joe Biden is a threat to democracy and a threat to the survival and existence of our country itself. Trump also posted, quote, Biden's policies are a nightmare for women when it comes to the border and immigration. And most people entering the debate were of the belief that Americans have largely made up their mind. But what could possibly sway people? Well, according to Politico, a quote from a Pennsylvania-based Democratic strategist named Neil Oxman, who said the following, quote, Trump acted like a normal human being for 90 minutes and wasn't crazy. And he disagreed with Biden and was respectful and just talked normally. He'd pull a lot of independents toward him very quickly. Biden had to be a bright and energetic man, as he was at the State of the Union. He just can't be bumbling. Well, he was. Substance matters. If you make a mistake, and there have been mistakes in debates that have come back to haunt people, the way this campaign is now, Biden might be a point or two behind within the margin of error in most of the swing states, and he would have had an opportunity if he could have strung it together. And with that, the debate got underway shortly after 9 o'clock, and we began to get all of our answers. So how was Biden's energy levels? Well, he had no juice. How was Jake Tapper and Dana Bash? I thought very good, very fair. There was only one moment where I thought Tapper tried to jump in and bail Biden out, and I think he just prematurely jumped the gun. Other than that, I have no beef with CNN last night. Hard to believe they're not in the crosshairs. How was the format, the setting, the microphones? For me, I had zero complaints. What about Trump's decorum? Well, I thought he was laser focused. He was presidential. He was issue driven. He was buttoned up and ready to go. And he took Don Senzel's advice. So here's Trump talking about the top issue in my mind, the economy. Listen and watch.
We have the greatest economy in the history of our country. And we have never done so well. Everybody was amazed by it. Other countries were copying us. We got hit with COVID. And when we did, we spent the money necessary so we wouldn't end up in a Great Depression, the likes of which we had in 1929. By the time we finished, so we did a great job. We got a lot of credit for the economy, a lot of credit for the military and no wars and so many other things. Everything was rocking good. But the thing we never got the credit for, and we should have, is getting us out of that COVID mess. He created mandates. That was a disaster for our country. But other than that, we had given them back a country where the stock market actually was higher than pre-COVID, and nobody thought that was even possible. The only jobs he created are for illegal immigrants and bounce-back jobs, a bounce-back from the COVID. He has not done a good job. He's done a poor job, and inflation's killing our country. It is absolutely killing us.
And Trump was rocking last night. But if this election is about abortion versus immigration and the border, I thought Trump spoke well about that on the fly as he legitimately transitioned and pivoted from issue to issue in one setting, in one block of time. Here's Trump going from topic to topic and concluding on the border. Listen and watch this.
Remember, more people died under his administration, even though we had largely fixed it. More people died under his administration than our administration, and we were right in the middle of it, something which a lot of people don't like to talk about. But he had far more people dying in his administration. He did the mandate, which is a disaster, mandating it. The vaccine went out. He did a mandate on the vaccine, which is the thing that people most objected to about the vaccine. And he did a very poor job, just a very poor job. And I will tell you, not only poor there, but throughout the entire world, we're no longer respected as a country. They don't respect our leadership. They don't respect the United States anymore. We're like a third world nation between weaponization of his election, trying to go after his political opponent. All of the things he's done, we've become like a third world nation. And it's a shame.
the damage he's done to our country. And I'd love to ask him, and Will, why he allowed millions of people to come in here from prisons, jails, and mental institutions to come into our country and destroy our country.
Yeah, why is that, Joe? And it looks like Trump was right again. A lot of bad people entering our nation and seeing women raped and killed across the country. But the big story, the big topic, the big takeaway, the big guy's brain. When would he freeze up? When would he get derailed? And nobody derailed him. It was him and him alone. Take a listen to this as Biden's brain goes kaput.
He had the largest national debt of any president in a four-year period, number one. Number two, that $2 trillion tax cut benefited the very wealthy. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America, billionaires in America. And what's happening? They're in a situation where they, in fact, pay 8.2% in taxes. If they just paid 24%, 25%, either one of those numbers, they'd raise $500 billion, I should say, in a 10-year period. We'd be able to wipe out his debt. We'd be able to help make sure that all those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
He was right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death.
Wow. Wow. Was Joe Biden good enough to avoid speculation about a switch by the DNC in August last night? No, he was not. Was he trotted out like that? Perhaps not on whatever he was allegedly on at the State of the Union, intentionally to bomb? Possibly. But a switch might actually hurt Trump. I would say, if you're a Trump supporter and a Trump voter, you don't want Biden switched out. Because anybody they replace Biden with is more fit to lead. Let them keep Joe in place. Now, was anybody swayed or moved? Hopefully, but I doubt it. The reality is this. Was last night a spectacle? Yes. But I'm not sure anything changes, and there's three reasons why. The polls have stayed the same after Joe Biden's high-energy State of the Union address. No movement. The polls, Donald Trump convicted in New York. The polls stayed the same. No movement one way or the other. Hunter Biden found guilty. Polls stayed the same. No movement. All of this is nothing more than theater. Nothing will change people's perceptions of their guy or the other guy. But make no mistake about it, if there's a winner and a loser from debate number one last night, it's Donald Trump, it's CNN, it's certainly not the big guy. It's locked in, set in stone, and away we go. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, Big Take this morning. If you want to jump in, we will take your calls all morning long. 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, fire away with your comments in the Kale and Company comment community. Just go to youtube.com/at1210WPHT and hit the like and subscribe buttons. We've got audio galore. We'll get Dawn and Greg's reaction from last night, and we'll take yours as well. 855-839-1210. It's Kale and Company on this Friday morning. Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Chuck Todd said, quote, Biden looks like the caricature that conservative media has been painting. You saw it before your very eyes. Dawn Stensland, what did your eyes tell you last night?
It's amazing to me this morning to monitor all the local news and the national news. And hear, listen, and watch as even so-called mainstream media reports the lies by Donald J. Trump, that he had trouble with the truth. That was actually a line on a local media station, that Trump had trouble with the truth when Biden denied that anybody died under his watch, such as in Afghanistan at Abbey Gate. So I am concerned about those who did not watch last night, because if you didn't really watch it, and you went to bed, you know, John Stewart, the way he spun it, the media spin this morning, it's incredible to me that they're this morning talking about Trump refused to say that he would, in fact, that he would accept the election results on November 5th. That's what they're talking about. Denies J6. And I'm just blown away by that this morning.
That's how far they have to go to find some sort of angle to present and paint a picture or a portrait of what occurred last night. I bounced around from probably 10:30 until about 11:15, which I very rarely do, and I just put on all the different channels. I mean, Joy Reid was basically calling out the Biden campaign. I even was checking some social media feeds. Guys like Stephen A. Smith on ESPN, everybody that just tried to say that Joe was not decaying before our very eyes. Minka and Joe, and
Minka.
Yeah, I don't know why I always call
that
him
was
Minka.
Cute. That's cute, Minka.
But there's been so many people that have just, and you just laugh because you know that Biden is eroding. But it's just insulting to the American intelligence when you have somebody like Karine Jean-Pierre who will go up there, or Kamala Harris, and say, "Oh no, behind the scenes, Joe is. I mean, he's sharp as a tack. He's got lots of energy. We prepare for hours when he walks in because we need to be on our A game." And whatever he allegedly took for that State of the Union address, he didn't take anything last night. That was like cold turkey Biden.
He looked pale. He spoe softly. But 12, 13 minutes in, when he just lost his place, it was painful to watch. I think if you were listening, it was not as painful. It was still painful. But if you were listening, you couldn't understand some of what he said. But if you were watching that, It was painful. I thought Trump was presidential. I thought he acted like a normal person would. And I thought Trump at times was a little taken back himself at how Joe Biden just is out of it.
Yes.
And even at one point turned to Dana Bash and Jake Tapper and said, Dana, Jake, like, as far as I thought Jake Tapper, I thought that he was on point, professional. Dana Bash, when she asked early on the abortion question, this may be my bias, but I inferred that she has disdain for him. Even my husband said, "Look at her face." She was like,
I've said for 2 years on this show, I've never seen her smile on television.
No, but she just was looking at him like evil eye. And then she referred to him early on as former President Trump. It's proper and appropriate. Everybody would agree, when you are addressing President Obama, President Trump, when you are addressing somebody to their face, you say president. You don't say former, and that's part of her bias.
I said yesterday, and everybody gasped when I said, because what happened was that the week leading up to this, the Trump campaign and all of his surrogates and everybody, they set the bar. They made it sound like, well, you know, it's going to be 3-on-1 and it's going to be Ben and he's going to be hopped up and he's going to be on this and he's going to be on that. And everybody was setting this bar so low that they were like, if he came out, and I said this yesterday, that aside from him coming out and dying, he was going to have a good debate because the bar was set so low.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, he died last night.
He did.
He actually died last night. This is.
So you think the swap's going to happen now?
No. They're riding this horse until he dies.
Okay.
Literally.
Okay.
How does that look? Let me just ask you guys a question. I know everybody's like, "See, I told you so." Ugh.
Well,
how does it look? They bring out Kamala?
No.
Who's less popular than he is?
No, but I think they could. When they put this early debate, and I said this at the time, I said, if you remember, I'm worried that they're doing this on purpose with the early June debate. This is historic. What are they doing here? And are they teeing Joe Biden up one last time to see, can he make it? And so there was part of me last night, I'm like, oh my God. And this is what maybe the insiders really wanted. They could have an open convention. Van Jones to me was probably, I know Maria Shriver was tweeting out what a rough night it was. Van Jones last night, when he just said, I love this man. I love Joe Biden. When he made his statement, and because I was flipping around, and I was glad I caught him, because that was real.
Let's play that, shall we? This is cut 28, Phil. I know Phil's doing a lot back there. This is cut 28, Phil. Van Jones, go.
I can walk you through how I'm supposed to see it and say it, but I just want to speak from my heart. I love that guy. As a good man, he loves his country. He's doing the best that he can. But he had a test to meet tonight to restore confidence of the country and of the base, and he failed to do that. And I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now. We're still far from our convention, and there is time for this party to figure out a different way forward if he will allow us to do that. But that was not what we needed from Joe Biden, and it's personally painful for a lot of people. It's not just panic, it's pain. Of what we saw tonight.
I think, hands down, they would like to replace him in a perfect world. I don't think Joe will allow it. And I don't even think Jill will allow it. She's out there on the stage patting him on the back.
Last night,
it was like one of the, oh, you did a great job. It's like when you're at like a t-ball game with your little child, and he went 0 for 5, but you tell him, Bobby, you played great. You didn't play great, but you played great.
Here's what I don't understand is that he goes to, right after it, he goes to a watch party.
Yeah.
And he's up there. He's yelling. He's joking around. He's telling that same story he's told 9,000 times about that John Wayne movie that actually John Wayne didn't actually say. It was a completely different Joe Biden. I'm like, where the hell was that guy?
Right. Right. And you had, what, 90 plus minutes to put that on display. To me, last night, they sent Joe out to the slaughterhouse. And that's exactly what, I mean, I'm looking at Politico here. Biden is toast. That's the headline on Politico. Democrats in full freakout over the president's debate performance. CNN did a flash poll last night asking for who the results of who won the debate. This is CNN. Now, you could sit here and say, well, what were these 33% watching? But 67% of people on CNN said Donald Trump won the debate. When do you ever see that from a CNN partisan audience?
Let's play that as well. This is cut 32, Phil. Go.
Who won the debate? We asked debate watchers in our instant poll. And the answer is a resounding Donald Trump did. 67% of debate watchers in our poll say Donald Trump won the debate tonight. Joe Biden, 33% say he won the debate tonight. Now, this group of debate watchers, they told us who they thought would win the debate going into it, before the debate, and take a look at how that changed over time. 55% thought before the debate that Donald Trump would win the debate. 45% thought Joe Biden would win the debate. Look at what the debate did to those expectations.
Well, that's very interesting. I would say you were a little misguided if you thought, you know, it was almost a coin flip according to those people polled. To me, it was a universal destruction. And really, it's not like Trump was out there just, you know, ultimately dunking on Biden. I mean, Biden just shot himself in the foot countless times. And Dawn, you were right. I was wrong. I mean, I thought Trump should go out there basically with a machine gun and go to task and take everybody down with him. He didn't. And you said, be presidential, have some decorum, show a softer side. And you're right. Not only did he look at Tapper and Bash when Biden was struggling, there were times where he turned to his left and looked at Joe when Joe couldn't get the words out. Like, you almost thought, like, is Trump showing a little sympathy for Biden? Because it really does feel like, and I know people say this all the time, but it really feels like elder abuse. You're trotting out an 81-year-old man that I don't think is qualified to be a Walmart greeter today.
Yeah, and again, you know, if you watch Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, quite quickly yesterday, flipped around and was praising Joe Biden, snipped together, and said Trump is a liar. That, to me, was stunning that he was spinning that, trying to spin that, while many Democrats were openly freaking, I mean, if you were flipping around, everybody was saying it. And mm-hmm. so that was an open situation. I thought that also what's biased by omission, what is not being reported today locally, nationally, is especially locally, is how Trump answered, for example, the J6 answer, which I will point out, Rich Scioli, he quoted Scioli almost verbatim, which mm-hmm. makes me wonder if Rich Scioli has helped him with debate prep, which we know he did last in 2016. No, yeah. He did. I mean, that's what? Almost verbatim of what Rich, that J6 answer was an incredible answer. It was probably one of Trump's strongest answers. About on January 6th, we had a secure border, affordable energy, energy independence, rule of law, no political lawfare. We have none of that now. Wow. That was a powerful answer. I will also say what's not being reported this morning is how much Trump led with the immigration issue, even talked about the fact, although I wish he had said her name, Jocelyn, he was at 12-year-old Jocelyn's funeral yesterday. And I thought that was a powerful moment for Trump. I do wish he would have said Jocelyn's name, because I think that you know, he's talking about this little girl. I think that would have been even more powerful to say to Joe Biden, Jocelyn, know her name.
855-839-1210. Let's get some calls. Steve in Blackwood, New Jersey, first up this morning. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? Just wanted to chime in with a comment, get your opinion, and I think last night was huge for the independent voter that was dialed in. They weren't sure. The media can spin it any way they would like, but the eye test was there last night. And correct me if I'm wrong, when Biden said about the cages down at the border, mm-hmm. wasn't it Obama that had them built?
Yes. Yep. Yes,
that's correct.
All those pictures they were showing for that clip of that were from the Biden era.
Yes. Would that qualify as a cheap fake? I just, you know, I'm wondering because that's the new buzzword going around when something gets brought up that people say, oh, that's not real. That's a cheap fake.
Mm-hmm. I was yelling at the TV. My husband was like, you're not going to do this the whole because when he talked about nobody died, I'm like, Afghanistan, Abbey Gate, when he said that. You know what I mean? Like, I just was like, are you kidding me?
Uh-huh. Let's grab some more of your calls at 855-839-1210. I figured this guy would be in here early this morning. Ed in Delran. Go ahead, buddy.
You know it. My man Nick won't let him hit you with that symbolic red brick. Because he knows their every trick. So here's what I say. Biden was a train wreck in slow freaking motion. Here's a guy that's on stage. He can't get his facts right. He's screwing that up. He's falling asleep standing up. He has these stares like a deer in a freaking headlight.
Yep.
Oh, man, he helped clinch the election for my man Donald Trump. I am excited and revitalized.
I hope you're right. You should be excited. I just hope, as that first caller said, Ed, that independents, anybody that was out there, and I don't know how many there are. I know there's a lot of independents, but I have to imagine that even independents had their mind made up last night. But just that small sliver, whatever it is, it's 1% in Pennsylvania. Maybe it's 2% in Georgia. Who knows? But if you emerge from last night unswayed at all, thinking your guy is still the more viable, vibrant choice, I can't help you. You know what last night was, if you think about it? Remember back in the day when you were a student in school and you would get the occasional test thrown your way where they're not grading it A's and B's and 82s and 95s or in some cases a 64 on a test. It was pass or fail.
Yep.
I mean, Joe Biden, the bar was so low to your point, and it was so set up for him not to die on stage, and he still failed the test.
Except it was not a pop test. And in fact, he had 7 days off school,
Right.
And by the way, when has a president of the United States of America disappeared for 7 days for quote unquote prep and then emerges? Nobody from the White House tells us. I was looking for anything where they said, oh, he has a cold or nothing. Then when he had a disastrous performance, they said he has a cold. But then we saw him go out on stage to the crowd for the after party, And he looked a little like revved up and never mentioned a cold. So what's up with that?
Cold.
Yeah. He had a cold. Yeah, cold.
Did you notice how many times he coughed last night?
Yeah. It was whoever his advisors, his campaign advisors should all be fired because they allowed this to happen.
Train wreck.
They put him on the right side where he stares off into the will, like that dead stare that he has. Everything about the optics last night were a complete and utter S show for the, but like head should roll. Head should roll
on the chopping block
as far as his campaign goes, because they all did him dirty.
And also, let's just say this, on the world stage, cannot, this is like national security at this point. I am sad that the terrorists who allegedly, according to the Biden administration, they released that, yesterday, that 400 to 500 terrorists are believed to have snuck in, you know, and they've caught like 300 of them.
Right.
That leaves, you know, let's do the math on that one. But what about our allies? Even our leaders have been speaking out. NBC had a headline where they were talking about that actually some of our allies are concerned. And are concerned about last night's performance. At this point, they should cut off September 10th. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I mean, shut it down. It's national security. That was bad.
Yeah, you're right. Let's get one more in here. 855-839-1210. Marty in Havertown is up next. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to say it struck me that, you know, we were watching the Fox you know, play of it. But immediately after the debate, we flipped over to CNN and MSNBC. And I think it was pretty telling that the response was so similar between CNN and MSNBC. Mm-hmm. And it was immediate. And the cry-ons were all ready. And I think this was planned. I think this was the DNC behind the scenes wanting the Democratic base to basically see and to give permission to replace Joe. I think this was completely planned. It actually ties with the Megyn Kelly report from several weeks ago when she said she had sources saying that this was the plan and to basically replace Joe with Newsom or Shapiro or Whitmer. I think they needed, because it's pretty telling to me, that they flipped on a dime. I mean, 2 days ago, this was all AI. Anything... Mm-hmm. 2 days ago, whatever you saw last night was AI. Last night, all of a sudden, all of them, from every CNN talking head, everybody on MSNBC, Anderson Cooper, pretty telling that they all completely flipped, and Joe was no longer qualified to basically be president for another 24 hours.
That's correct.
So to me, that was planned, completely planned, to tell the Democratic base. They were focused on the Democratic base to say, listen, he should not be running for a second term. And don't be surprised. We want you to see how bad he is because we're going to put Newsom in there. And don't worry, we'll figure out a way. Dawn, you mentioned the open convention. We'll figure out a way. They will buy off the Bidens, they will buy off Kamala, and I think the last night was completely a planned operation. So just wanted to
I don't disagree. Yeah, I don't disagree with a word you said, Marty. Will, in fact, they pull that off, we shall see. But if they thought Newsom was a surefire lock, I think they would have done it already. I mean, Gavin Newsom has driven California into the gutter. So he's the easy guy. Remember I was telling you when we were talking about the DeSantis versus Newsom debate on Fox? All you have to do if you were DeSantis is talk about the mass exodus from California, the homelessness, the drug camps and tents, the $20 an hour minimum wage, $7.50 for a gallon of gas. I mean, I really don't know if they believe Gavin Newsom would defeat Trump, or else maybe he would be already in that spot already.
Gavin Newsom was part of the spin room last night. He was
saw that.
He was interviewed, and they asked him. They said, "Are you ready?" And he said, "No." Like he's riding that horse until he dies.
Yeah.
So I get what everybody's saying. I understand these theories about they're going to replace Joe Biden, everything like that. I don't see how it happens.
Because he would have to agree to it. If it's an open convention, because he can't step down because then it's the Kamala factor and they don't want Kamala. They're scared she would lose. It would be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to go to the convention. Then he would have to give up his delegates. He would have to fully agree with this, give up the delegates,
yep.
And they would choose his replacement. It would have to happen at the convention. It's an open convention. So I just don't look at him at the debate party that we saw. I mean, Jill Biden was out there like propping him up.
Yep.
Trump's a liar. And oh, you did great, Joe. She actually said, you answered all the questions. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Yep. Marcus Aurelius says on Twitter, Biden should have done a few hawk tuas before hitting the stage to clear the phlegm out of his throat. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Maplewood. Dennis is with us. Dennis, you're next up on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We are well.
I'm still shell-shocked. I don't know what happened last night. I'm actually running a little bit late for work this morning because I had a couple cold ones watching the debate.
Yeah.
And I just happened to go through my text thread, and I seen from, you know, I'm sure you guys do it as well, have your liberal friends that you disagree with, maybe agree with here and there.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking back on my message here, and it says, you know, I said, wow, that was a debacle. And he said, what? My buddy. He said, one lies and is a felon, and the other one stutters but gives out facts. Did I watch the same thing he watched last night, Nick?
No, you must have had the alternate feed.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I love your show. You guys keep going. You're doing great. Thank you for all you do.
All right, Dennis.
Let me ask you guys a question, though. Did that debate for moderates, for people who, you know, those... that sliver of people that don't have their mind already made up.
Right.
Are they now going to just not stay home and not vote for Joe Biden? Or do you think that they're going to vote for Trump? Because I don't think Trump won any voters last night. I think Joe got lost a lot of voters.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Trump gained any voters.
It's a great question. To me, it comes down to the level of disdain you might have if you're in that category, that moderate group or that rhino group or even a true independent centrist for those that are out there. It's like, can you set aside, you know, whatever you dislike about Trump, the theatrics, the bombasticness? Can you just look at, because this is the thing that's so unique about this election, is you can compare and contrast the last two administrations. It's like going down aisle 6 of the grocery store, and you see all the spaghetti sauces, and then you grab the Rao's and you grab the Prego. I mean, you look at the price, you can look at the ingredients, the quality. It's not very hard, but there's just some people out there, and that caller said about, you know, if you have a liberal friend or a Democrat friend, I'm like, yeah, that's my mother-in-law. Guaranteed. I got no text from her last night, by the way. Not one. Not a single text.
That's a sign.
But if I would have tried to rub it in on her, she would have spun it, you know, just like, you know, well, he's a convicted felon. And I'm like, no. Let's stay on topic. I don't care about his convicted felon. Let's stay on topic. How did you think your guy did last night? It's indefensible.
Yeah, I will say this to Greg's point about Trump.
Yep.
I wish there were moments
that they didn't talk about golf.
Well, that was a painful. I thought that was a painful moment.
Right.
I wish that Trump, and this is hard to do when you're being attacked, and Joe Biden is attacking him, but I wish he would have looked into the camera and just taken that moment, to Greg's point, to talk to the American people and address the American people as a president would.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment to say, look, I was at the funeral today of Jocelyn and Gary, her family, her grandparents, her mom. This, the border policies, the economic policies, look around us. And I love this country. And just take a moment and even pause and have those powerful moments, the television especially, can deliver when you pause and say, look around our country at what is happening. We need to restore order. We need a president who's in control of his policy and in control of his faculties.
Mm-hmm.
And let's move forward, America. Let's make America great again. But take that moment. I felt that he was a little rushed. I felt that he was too reactionary.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, he was being attacked. The format was a little weird, I thought,
mm-hmm.
because there were times when, like, you know, Biden especially, I felt that they gave Biden, oh, you have a minute to respond. I felt like Biden had more minutes to respond than Trump did. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just felt like the format was weird, because usually if somebody is calling you a liar and just saying things about your record that just aren't true. I mean, Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
When Biden said that, I was like, what are you talking about? And they even came out and put it out in a tweet and said, we have never endorsed Joe Biden.
Right.
We endorse Trump. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, some of the stuff was just so out there, crazy.
Yeah, and there was, to your point with the time allotments, they both, you know, got the same time bank, so to speak. But just sitting through Biden's allotted time felt like sitting through an eternity of just rambleness. And then there were times where Trump, he was so dialed in, he finished and he had time to spare. Right?
Yeah.
It's like when you take a test and you get 15 minutes, and Trump's handing it in with 4 minutes left on the clock, basically.
I'm wondering, too, what the morning news shows, which are going to start in 6 minutes, I wonder what they're going to, what's the montage, what clip are they going to lead with? Do you think, you want to know what my guess is? It's going to be this one. This is Cut 18. Phil, if you can, real fast, go.
You have the morals of an alley cat.
Give me an answer.
I didn't have sex with a porn star, number one. Number two, that was a case that was started and moved. They moved a high-ranking official, a DOJ.
That's what I think is going to... That interaction about the... You have the morals of an alley cat. I didn't have sex with a porn star. I believe that's what everybody's going to lead with.
The trashy stuff that, honestly, most of Americans don't even care about.
No, I don't think they're... First of all, it's you know, they're kids watching. They're not going to lead with sex with a porn star at 7 o'clock in the morning. What they're going to lead with is probably the answer to, will you accept the election?
Gotcha.
Will you accept the results of the election? Which Trump said, absolutely. But then he did go on to say, as long as it's, I forget what he said, as long as it's fair and certified or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using that today. And that's New York Times today. Donald Trump delivered his false statements with conviction, affirming many voters' concern about his character and the threat he poses for democracy. That's at the top. New York Times.
Yeah.
Jiminy crickets.
I will give CNN credit here as we wrap up the first hour. I probably lost track of time specifically at 9:52 when they took that first commercial. As of 9:52, 52 minutes in, CNN did not drudge up, you know, January 6th, the 2020 election. Obviously, they did in the second part, mm-hmm. into the 10 o'clock hour. I thought that would be relatively early on in the debate, because that's what they do. They just keep reliving and relitigating 3 and 4 years ago, but they did not. In fact, I mean, think about the world we're living in, where CNN looks really, really good this morning because Joe Biden was just that god awful. Wild times. 855-839-1210. Hour number two is on the way. We'll get some news to kick off the 7 o'clock hour from Dawn. Get to your calls, 855-839-1210. And, of course, the cut sheet. It's loaded today, and it's coming up in just about 48 minutes. Back after this, Kale and Company.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.